You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts, alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parsons.
Yeah.
The king, Scott Engel.
Yo.
Wall Street, Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Wild day today here on the Roto Experts, and we're only getting even crazier. How you feel, Corey?
I feel pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready to start week 10. We got Seahawks tonight, so I get some of my guys out there. One of my better teams features Doug Baldwin and Jimmy Graham, so I get to get them rocking and rolling tonight, going up against a division rival, and which should be an entertaining game, but I think Russell Wilson and the crew pulls it out, so looking forward to getting that started just like that. Now I pass the mic to Scotty.
Yeah, and make sure you boxing fans go to sportsgrid.com. We got a great contest going up there with the Daniel Jacobs Arias fight on HBO this weekend. Win a free signed Daniel Jacobs boxing glove.
And since Dubai,
well, of course, it's free. We're giving it away. It's free. You know, you got to pay for it if we give something away.
Editing the editor. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to tonight's matchup. I don't know how much I'm going to see. Got hibachi fried rice.
Nice.
Dealing with that. But Doug Baldwin, since the bye, has double-digit targets in all three games. Touchdowns in two out of the three. Looks like that second-half surge is on its way.
There you go. Very interesting. We love Dougie Fresh going forward. We're preview Thursday Night Football coming up in just a few moments when we get back from the break. What?
Nothing. Go ahead. I was just... Something that
you
we were talking
some
about.
Scouting? No.
Something we were talking about in the break. They do have a day shift.
Corey's working on a different roster right now.
Shout out to the ladies in the day shift.
Definitely. I back that.
If you're thinking of giving DFS a try, check out Fantasy Factor. Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. It's free to enter! So sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. That was a good time for that.
Yeah, it was a good segue, Greg. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
What we got? We got Dr. A coming up. Is that next segment?
No, Dr. A's coming up in about 15 minutes or so. We'll talk to Dr.
A. What are we talking about with Dr. A?
I don't know.
Julio Jones.
Really?
Teddy Bridgewater.
You think maybe I get an email about
it. I
want
to know what kind of food's in the suite, alcoholic beverage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not on YouTube. No, we're not on YouTube.
Yeah. We're a
medical suite.
It's different.
The medical suite.
Yes. Now I'm looking forward to it. Do we have Chris Hogan on the list too? Or is he not serious enough to talk about?
Check your email.
I don't. I got it already.
Check the mail.
I didn't get one.
No, Scott, you didn't send it.
You didn't send it to us.
I did. Well, I guess maybe there's a technical issue.
I like how Charles blame people.
Express over here.
Charles just texted me. That's why I said that.
He did. It's a fact. I see it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about all the headlines, fit to print, and all those that are not. And we'll preview Thursday Night Football between the Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. So Roto Experts presented to you by DX Racer. We return right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
This off the Greg Sussman playlist, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see Greg liking this, though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We've heard this, like, probably 74 times.
I just picture
I like it myself. It's catchy.
The Kool-Aid of cyanide and ready to drink
who
it.
Cyanide.
It's catchy, though. Who is it?
It's nobody. It's stock music.
Stock music.
Yeah. Thursday Night Football tonight, you have the Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. Scott pounding his chest, giving him the peace sign for the Seattle Seahawks, of course. His team, America's team, one would say.
I don't think they're America's team.
You don't?
No, the Patriots are America's team.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just,
they're the most controversial that everybody talks
when
about.
When NFL Films makes a documentary about the Patriots calling them America's team, that's when they'll be America's
team. It's not 1977, Corey.
They haven't redone it.
The Cowboys weren't America's team in 1977 either.
That's about when they came out with that famous film he's talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a film. That's where they got
the it's NFL Films from like a very long time ago.
Oh, I thought it was the NFL Network thing. I apologize.
NFL Films, there's something called
America's Team.
So that is very outdated, Scott. You're right. All right. Let's get into tonight's game.
Tonight.
Between the Seahawks and the Cardinals. Matt, you seem more so than I think anybody else at the table to really give the Cardinals a shot in this one.
I'm giving them a shot. I think Seattle's going to win, but I think this is going to be a more competitive game. I think they're going to try and protect Stanton as much as possible. AP's going to... I know it's 4 days, the old man and all that, but he seems to be on a mission to prove people wrong. That seems to be the MO of the Cardinals going forward. Just keep feeding this guy as long as he can handle it. So I got to think Adrian Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald will be the, you know, maybe it's the old man special.
I'm really not seeing anything for Peterson tonight. If there's one part of that defense that's still playing excellent, it's against the run. You know, a lot of NFL people believe Bobby Wagner is the best middle linebacker in football right now. And up front against the run, they're really shutting everything down. It's giving up big plays in the passing game that's burned them. So, you know, Fitzgerald can have a pretty good game. But it would not surprise me if, like, John Brown or somebody like that actually had a big play, because what the team does, if you watch like you know, the mic'd up film from last week, you know, Washington was talking about, okay, you know, you want to stay away from Sherman, you want to avoid Chancellor, but if you can play, you can throw like deep go routes, which like Stanton likes to throw against you know, the rookie corner and the nickelback. I think that against Shaq Griffin and Justin Coleman, I think they could do that. But it's going to be really hard because that offensive line, the Seattle defensive line, is playing really well right now. It's really like the back part of the defense that's been exploitable. You know, they've been getting sacks, etc. I don't really see a lot from this Arizona offense, but I think you roll Fitzgerald out there. I think Peterson's going to be a big disappointment.
I don't think Peterson will be a big disappointment. I kind of agree with Matt. He's an old man on a mission, and ultimately they're going to just pound the rock and try to wear this defense down, because that is the Arizona Cardinals offense. Give me the ball to Adrian Peterson a billion times. And he had a career high in carries just 4 days ago, but he's a machine, as we have seen. He was bottled up really the first half of this season. He doesn't think he's fresh. I don't dislike Adrian Peterson tonight.
Oh, I despise it. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, if you're playing them because of that volume, you can't sit him. But I don't think they get game out of this one. The Seahawks are not going to lose back-to-back games to inferior opponents. So, so I think it's going to be a tough go for Arizona tonight. So I think it's more in the air for them. I think this is one that Peterson gets game scripted out of. I don't know if Andre Ellington is going to be able to get that work in the short passing game. He's been a donut with Stanton, so it's going to be tough to put him in any of your fantasy lineups. So with that being said, I like Seattle to kind of handle these dudes, to be honest with you.
And Peterson,
if Seattle loses, it's going to be because of the general. But I'm not buying it.
No,
they should not lose this game.
Bradley McDougal played good last week in his place, to his credit.
Trust me, at some point, if the general misses time, at some point you're going to say, well, they didn't have the general. So I don't want to hear about Bradley effing McDougal.
He played good last week. I mean, it's not
they
like,
lost last
look,
week.
It's not like losing Sean Lee and the defense turns to crap. But look,
no, you
look,
and Scott, he's only saying that because you said less than Earl Thomas can ever. We said anything like they don't have Earl Thomas.
They don't have Earl Thomas.
What I'm saying is, last year when they lost Thomas, there was a big drop off to the rookie that was playing. This year, McDougal's a pretty solid backup. I don't think if they were to lose, I don't think you could blame the defense. Last week it was the penalties, the missed kicks, the lack of a running game. So I don't think you can blame the defense.
You're going to be dealing with that all season, the lack of a running game.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, hopefully, well, Chris Carson's not coming back and CJ Procise can't just help. But look, back to Peterson. He's not what he was, but he's still got good vision. He's got juke. But he doesn't run with the power that he used to. I just don't. This is a bad matchup for Peterson against that defensive line and that linebacking crew. I think he can take advantage of a good matchup like we saw last week. This is a very, very difficult matchup for him. On the other side, Paul Richardson has a groin injury. We're not sure about it. We'll hear about it later in the day. You can check out my preview of this game on Seahawks.com this morning as well. On the fantasy section, but you know Tyler Lockett might be a nice play tonight.
So I was going to bring up Tyler Lockett because tonight it looks like Paul Richardson is going to be out of this one. He hasn't practiced all week.
Well, Carroll said yesterday that he might play, so I think it's going to be a game time decision.
Who?
So like Pete I said, so like okay. I said, there's a chance that Paul Richardson might not play.
I said he might play.
Might play also means he might not play. Right.
Well, you said you made it sound like he was out.
I said because I don't think he's going to play. He hasn't practiced.
What do you base that on?
He hasn't practiced all week. How's that?
A short week. This might be a game time decision. We don't know. It's more of we don't know than anything.
Fine. We don't know. I think he doesn't play. You think he plays because what Pete Carroll said.
I didn't say he was playing. I said I don't know.
We are arguing semantics.
This is like going in circles.
But I don't think you can say he's not going to play because we don't know.
He might not play. And he might play. So there's a 50-50 shot or
exactly.
that
game
Paul Richardson could play or not. But if he doesn't play, I like Tyler Lockett this week against Arizona.
It's amazing. I can get corrected all the time, but if I correct somebody, wow.
You know, I'm sick of the damn crying, Scott.
What? Thank God.
I'm sick of the crying and the playing the victim. I really am.
Oh, really?
I'm sick of the crying and the playing the victim.
Says the guy that gets up and leaves, and especially during Mike Lyon.
I'm sick of the crying and the playing the victim.
All right, so
oh,
leave.
Oh, they're going to say this.
So,
and, oh, you're
so
going to
leave.
Do that. And, oh,
so
they, leave. They treat me
don't
this way.
Come at me.
And they treat
don't
me that way.
Don't come at me on Twitter.
Anyway, Matt, I'm going to ask you this. If Paul Richardson doesn't play, because there's only a 50-50 shot about this. If Paul Richardson doesn't play, do you like Tyler Lockett tonight?
Yeah, no, I will like Tyler Lockett. I'll check my other options. But, yeah, he would be a person of interest.
Scotty, you said, as you mentioned, if Paul Richardson does play tonight, and Pete Carroll, you know, wasn't kind of blowing smoke up us, and ultimately Richardson plays, would you play Paul Richardson?
That secondary is really, really bad. You know what it is? It's a groin injury. And it really, why it comes down to a game-time decision is, it depends on how Richardson feels during warm-ups. If he can get through warm-ups okay, he's very likely to play. Now, I base this on talking to former football players who have told me this. Former NFL players have told me this. If the groin is something where you won't know until warm-ups. So that's why he's going to be a game-time decision. If he can get through the groin, I think you have to play him because this Arizona secondary, outside of Patrick Peterson, you could really throw on them.
Yeah, you absolutely can. And that's why I'm not concerned about Doug Baldwin because of where he plays and he can kind of move all over the field. So I'm not concerned about Baldwin, and I agree with Matt that ultimately he's probably somebody that is going to go on one of these monster second half runs. When it comes to Paul Richardson, as Scott mentioned, a bit of a groin injury here. And Pete Carroll did say yesterday he felt some tightness. We took care of him during the week. He should be all right.
Ah. I think we probably won't know until about 7 o'clock or so.
Okay. So when inactives and actives obviously come out,
you'll probably hear something from you know Ian Rappaport or something like that, maybe around 6.
Okay, so that's what the deal with Paul Richardson. The running game, people have picked up Thomas Rawls this week with Eddie Lacy out. They have picked up Thomas Rawls and given him a shot. We know from everything we have seen for now, CJ Procise is going to return tonight. He's going to play. He has practiced all week. And Pete Carroll said, listen, this guy's going to play. For how long? Might be a snap. Might not even get on the field. Might hurt himself in pregame warm-ups. But that's when it comes to Procise, he's going to be out there. Now, I don't know if it's going to take anything away from Rawls or it's strictly going to take things away from J.D. McKissic, but he's going to play. Scotty, how confident are you in both Thomas Rawls and C.J. Procise tonight?
I think it takes away from McKissic, to your point.
Okay.
Because they want Procise to play that role and for McKissic to be a kick returner. Rawls ran hard last week, and they just stopped handing the ball to him, which was confounding. Now, there's all the reasons I totally understand
run.
To say to say it depends on who the running back is.
They all suck.
Chris Carson ran well this early this year. I think it depends on who the running back is. And Rawls ran well this week. You're taking a big roll of the dice because he hasn't played well, but there's the outside crack that, like, if he does run like he did last week, he can give you decent fantasy numbers. What they said they wanted to do was they wanted to feature one back and start giving the ball in a rhythm to see if that gets them going. So Rawls could have like 15 carries for 50 yards and give you 5 points.
Right.
Prosize, not a factor yet, but they'll start working him in.
We take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about players like CJ Prosize, guys that are injured, and we do that with our friend Dr. A in the A. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
We're back here now. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And this weekend, Corey goes down to Atlanta to watch the Dallas Cowboys. And Corey, you may not be alone.
No, I might have a chance to chill. You know, I hook up. Hopefully I get a chance to hook up with the homie Dr. A sometime over the weekend. So that'd be good. You know what I'm saying? Me and Dr. A can talk about our profession. Because, you know, I'm like up and coming fantasy doctor. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, I'm learning the ins and outs of the game. So, you know, I get in there with Dr. A and some of that goodness will rub off on me. And then next year, me and Dr. A will run inside injuries.
You're one of the scrubs, right?
No.
Yeah.
Will you be taking the good doctor to certain establishments?
I don't know if the doc is ready.
you don't know.
But then again, Doc been low down there long enough. Doc rake it up, too.
He might know him.
Maybe during the day shift, though.
Yeah.
Dr. A, inside injuries. What's up, Doc?
I don't know. I really don't know what to say after that introduction. I'm speechless, basically. But, Corey, a year with me, I think you'll be operating on people in about a year. How about that?
I'm looking forward to it. There you go.
And then you can hang with Corey, and, you know, you can rate certain entertainers' health performance.
Corey, I think you just lost your invite to hang out with Dr. A.
I mean, Doc B.I., you know what I'm saying? Doc, what's going on with you? How's everything? I want to start today because I want to ask you
I just wanted to start because you're going to be in Atlanta. Obviously, Doc's out there in Atlanta. I wanted to just start in Atlanta. I wanted to start Julio Jones because,
makes sense.
You know, he's got this injury. We called it a lower leg injury when he left the game on Sunday. He did come back. He played through it, dropped an easy touchdown, and then doesn't practice yesterday. And there's rumors swirling about high ankle sprain. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if he practices today, tomorrow. I don't know what's going on. So, Doc, I want to start with Julio. What's the deal there?
Yeah, so Julio is right now, according to us, has a grade 1 leg injury. When we say leg injury, it's a lower leg injury. So, yes, high ankle sprain is definitely in the equation. You know, there could be a host of other issues as well. There could be a calf strain. There could be a tendon injury, etc. But Julio, again, we've talked about this, you know, incredible player, incredible athleticism, but the durability as the season goes on is his biggest question, and that's why we had him at elevated injury risk throughout the whole year. And so right now, he's at a high injury risk at 31%. I mean, he was high and below average you know, it was elevated before the season started, and then he went down with that groin injury slash hip injury, and then he moved to high injury risk, and, you know, he plays through injury quite a bit. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but week one, you guys asked me about Julio Jones, and I told you that around week 8 and week 9, halfway in through the season, the durability is going to come into question. And then, you know, this grade 1 leg injury again, he's going to play through it. But the durability is going to start to kick in, unfortunately. And, you know, this is, you could see a leg injury, you could see a repeat of the foot injury in week 11 or week 12. You know, these are the types of injuries that are going to start to happen to Julio Jones for the second half of the season. And he may have some good games, but when you look back at the end of the year, half of the games, you know, probably 30-40% of them, he probably will be limited or he may miss.
Yeah, and you can get all detailed information on rotoexperts.com using the player search box for the inside injury section of our player cards. Doc, another guy that you and Corey will be seeing this week is Dez Bryant. You know, another big receiver who seems to get banged up. You know what, and he didn't practice yesterday. What about Dez?
Yeah, I think Corey and I talked about Dez on Monday. You know, where they're saying it's not serious, but we don't believe it. You know, we classified this as a grade 2 ankle sprain. The recovery time here right now is 3 to 4 weeks. He was high injury risk before the season started, and before this injury happened. And I don't think this is a simple injury. I think he does require 3 to 4 weeks of rest. You know, it was limited Wednesday. It was limited Wednesday last week due to knee injury. Now he's got an ankle injury. Didn't practice Wednesday. So high and below average is what he's probably going to stay if he does play in the game. And I highly doubt he should play in this game. I'd be surprised if they start him.
Hey, Doc, let's stay with the wide receivers. I saw yesterday that Chris Hogan was still in a sling. What is his availability for the Sunday night matchup?
Yeah, so Chris Hogan, the good news is that the Patriots had a bye in week 9. You're right. He still was in a sling. This is a grade 3 shoulder injury. Unfortunately, he's only improved to a grade 2. He still has about 2 weeks left in his recovery time. He was elevated and above average before the injury started, before the injury was sustained, and now he's at high injury risk at 41%. This is not a good injury for wide receivers. He still needs about 2 more weeks before he gets back. So we're looking at week 11, you know, probably optimally. I don't think he'll play in this game, but if he does, he'll be at 41% injury risk.
It's my turn now.
It's your turn. All you.
Thank you. Doc, let's talk about some good news. Teddy Bridgewater, you know what I'm saying? We're about 15 months away from move from an injury that we never got to see because it happened at practice. But now he's going to be he's officially activated, will be the backup quarterback this week, Teddy Bridgewater. What exactly was it that happened to Bridgewater, and where does he stand now?
Yeah, wow. This is amazing how this was 14 months ago, guys. Our optimal recovery time for this type of injury is 30 weeks. So, you know, it's, even less than a year. So there must have been some complicating features. But he dislocated his knee, okay, and he tore his ACL in the process. And so he had a complete dislocation of the knee, and he tore his ACL. So he had to get his ACL reconstructed, and then he had to make sure that any type of cartilage or bone injury that he sustained from the dislocated knee, all of that had to heal. They are extremely, extremely precautious. He was probably ready about 3-4 months ago, but there was no upside to getting him back sooner. And, you know, so they basically just said, okay, we're going to be extra cautious with this guy and give him another 3-4 months of rest. And that's kind of what happened. Here's the unfortunate part. He's above average on our books from an algorithm standpoint, and he's still at 16%. We'll get some of these practice statuses. We want to really see how he practices, you know, because he just got activated, but we still haven't seen him practice yet. So we want to wait and see what his practice status situation is. Once that happens, and if he does go to full practice at some point, his numbers will continue to improve. So even though he's activated and even though he's the backup, I don't see him getting any snaps in the game this weekend. I think this is activation to a few more weeks of practice before he actually goes and plays in a game. And so we'll see the practice statuses. If he does well and he's full practice and doesn't have any setbacks, you know, he has elevated injury risk right now at 16%. It will improve closer to low, that low injury risk threshold, which is around, you know, 12%. But here's the key thing, guys. I don't think he'll get back into peak health because of the other injuries that, you know, he's more of an injury prone guy. So he'll remain at above average. So, you know, even though he'll be starting again, he may not put up those unbelievable numbers that he did in the past, but he may stay injury free when he gets back.
Talking to Dr. A, inside injuries, and a player that surprised us over the past couple of weeks has been Matt Forte. This old man has been catching a ton of passes out of the backfield for the Jets, and right when we were all ready to jump back on the bandwagon, lock and load him in as an RB2, all of a sudden he gets hurt again, and he had some knee swelling, and all of a sudden didn't practice yesterday for the Jets. How nervous should we be when it comes to Matt Forte?
So this is very nervous because this is the surgically repaired knee, and it's swollen now. You know, obviously he needs an MRI, or if he's gotten an MRI, we've listed this as a grade 2 knee injury. And you said it right. Because of his age, recovery time is a lot longer. Everything doubles. You know, the older you get, everything, you know, takes longer to heal. And so, you know, he was high injury risk, below average before the season started. You know, I know he's had a couple of, you know, he's had some good games, but again, our data shows, if we list somebody as high injury risk before the season starts, 71% of those athletes miss greater than 50% of those games. So he falls into that category that, you know, he's probably going to start missing a lot of games now as the season continues. So he's still 4 weeks away, in our opinion. This is not a simple knee injury. It's a grade 2 knee injury on a surgically repaired knee. So, you know, if he does come back sooner, then he's extremely high risk for injury, and he's got a very low HPF.
Both of the Denver wide receivers are now injury concerns, Doc.
Yeah, so I think we're talking about Demaryius Thomas Emmanuel Sanders, yes. Right, yeah. So Demaryius Thomas, again, hamstring injuries, wide receivers, I've said this over and over again, right? That's the body part that really, really affects their explosion from the line of scrimmage, which makes a big difference in terms of being open and et cetera. And so, you know, Demaryius Thomas has a history of hamstring injuries, and this is a grade 2 hamstring injury. It's not torn, but there is a strain there. And so, you know, high injury risk before this, he's high injury risk again. This is a 5-week recovery time. Likelihood he will not miss 5 weeks. He'll probably, you know, try to play again in the next game, but he's a very, very high injury risk. Emmanuel Sanders, you know, he's improving. He was a grade 2 ankle sprain. Now he's upgraded to a grade 1. But again, Emmanuel Sanders is still at high injury risk. Still requires 2 more weeks, and if he does that, he'll get back into elevated where he was before. He was never at low injury risk before the season started, and he's at below average. Hamstring and ankle injuries, especially repetitive ones like these guys have had, are very, very problematic for wide receivers.
There you go, Dr. A, inside injuries. Hopefully, Corey and you guys will hang out this weekend.
See you later, Doc.
Absolutely, Corey.
Really appreciate it.
All right, see you in the ATL.
All right, in the A. We'll take a break. When we come back here on the Roto Experts program presented to you by DX Racer, we're going to take a look at my guy, Alvin Kamara. We do it next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's Roto Experts presented by DX Race. So remember, head on over to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. And ultimately, you can go to the Super Bowl. There's multiple ways to go to the big game. One, you go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Head to the bottom of the page, click a link, win a DFS contest any week, or a free roll any week between weeks 1 and 16. And then you qualify for week 17. You win week 17, you go to the big game. Or you play the Big Game Trivia Challenge presented by DKMS. We do it each and every day on a different show. So you got to make sure you're listening to Fantasy Sports Radio Network to find out when. What show is it today? It's On Target with the All-In Kid, Jake Seeley, Joe Pisapia, and Chris Meany. Those three guys will have you covered this afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Target. They will try to give away two tickets to the big game tomorrow. Corey Parson, Matt Modica, Jake Seeley here, Fantasy Football Frenzy. They will try to send you into the weekend, into the big game as well. Very exciting stuff, gentlemen. But most importantly, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. That is the website you go to learn more about stopping blood cancer by donating your bone marrow and saving someone's life. All you got to do is swab your cheeks, and you ultimately could be a match to save someone's life. It is an enthralling experience, so please check it out at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Guys, Alvin Kamara, as I said earlier this week, it felt like I was surprised that Mark Ingram had more snaps than Alvin Kamara, because it felt like every time I saw it, Kamara was running to the end zone, or he was running 50 yards. That's what it felt like to me. So it made me think of an either-or I wanted to do, and that was involving Alvin Kamara. We've talked about how he very well could be an RB1 going forward, and somebody that you clearly are locking and loading into your lineups, but just how high will you go with him? That's what I want to get into right now. So, my question for you, and I'll begin with you, Corey Parson. Yep. Would you rather have, that's one for sure, Alvin Kamara or Mark Ingram in the rest of the way?
Oh, my goodness. Jesus. I got it. I'm going to go more. I'm going to give the slight edge, the slightest of edges to Mark Ingram.
I have them like right near each other, my ranks on rest of season ranks on rotoexperts.com. I give the slight edge to Ingram because I feel like he's going to be a more consistent goal line runner.
I'm going to go Ingram. I think Ingram is the guy. If you had a chance to target him in a trade, he was the guy to go after this week. I still think he gets the majority of the snaps, and he's going to be the lead guy. Look, Kamara is going to be right behind him. They both have a role. I've been fortunate to start both of these guys the last 3 weeks. This will be the fourth week in a row. So, yeah, I mean, Kamara looks great. He has that, you know, take-it-to-the-house kind of performance that he can do anytime he touches the ball. But I think just on a more consistent basis, I mean, going into last week, Mark Ingram was third in touches in the NFL post-Adrian Peterson trade.
Say it one more time.
Going into last week, yep, post-Adrian Peterson trade, he was third in the league in touches. There was Bell. There was who was after Bell? It was Le'Veon Bell. It was Jordan Howard. It was him. I believe Gurley had a bye in between there,
okay,
and stuff. So he was getting the ball a ton, and he was putting up points. Yep. I mean, he's had some great weeks. He had 30 touches, 26, and 24 touches before last week. And he's a guy that can still get you those double digit points just based on pass catching alone.
There you go. I'm going to take Mark Ingram personally for me. The snaps are more than Kamara, and I know that we all think, and
I'll reiterate. I think he's a great guy to target.
Yeah,
I agree. You know, somebody gets nervous. You know, I hear some of these crazy trades, so I don't think that's out of the.
I agree with you. I think that he's a guy to target because people are all they're hearing about is Kamara, 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 Kamara. Mark Ingram could be a guy you target right now because everybody wants the other guy. So I like Mark Ingram right now.
Exactly.
I agree, guys. All right. Carlos Hyde or Alvin Kamara?
Alvin Kamara for me. Easy. Hyde gets scripted too much.
Yeah, Hyde can get game scripted. I'm going to go Alvin Kamara. It's not easy, though.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy for me. I mean, Carlos Hyde, just the receptions alone this year. And I think if Jimmy G does get inserted in, which I don't see why you wouldn't after the bye. You need to see what this guy can do. I think you want Carlos Hyde. You want that veteran there. You don't want an undrafted rookie to be in the backfield with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Sky, you said game scripted. I don't think so, because Carlos Hyde is going to be the leading receiver on this team without Pierre Garçon.
That's a good point, but I feel like Kamara plays in a better offense.
Sure.
He's going to score more touchdowns. I feel like the 49ers don't get into position enough for Hyde to score consistently.
But real quick, the last three games that Hyde has played, 8 targets, 9 targets, 11
Right.
Targets.
When I say scripted, I mean he's going to get scripted out of the rushing yardage.
But yeah, but in the PPR, yeah. If Sun is catching
on the year.
Yeah, Sun is catching too many balls right now. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm not saying I don't like Hyde.
You said it was easy.
It's easy for me because I think Kamara will get, there'll be games where he's getting more total yards from scrimmage, and I think he has better shots to score more touchdowns and a better offense.
I'm cool with that. Yeah, we disagree.
It's fine.
Yeah. I don't need your approval, though. It doesn't matter.
You don't need my approval. Don't need my approval, but I don't want you crying up here either.
All right.
You can get up and leave.
Alvin Kamara or Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt, to me, is one of the top three running backs you want rest of the year. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, definitely ahead of him. I mean, Gurley's got to be probably just on the volume. He's catching the balls, and they are giving it to him every week. And then it's Kareem Hunt. I know people are trying to say Leonard Fournette, maybe. Look, Fournette, he's had the ankle injury and stuff. Kansas City's a better offense. Andy Reid, running back offense, is better. It's been more fluky that they haven't been inside the five over this past month or so. If there's anybody I could buy, that's why I was telling you to do that trade. If you can get a hand, if right now is the opportunity to get Kareem Hunt, get him on the bye, and he'll win you a championship.
Yeah, I like Kareem Hunt. I gotta go with Kareem Hunt. I think that the talent is real. We got to be getting past the bye. Andy Reid, stop this foolishness. I think I'd go Kareem Hunt over Kamara.
Yeah, Hunt can still be a top five guy to me. Hunt is top five. Kamara's top 10.
You guys don't think there's any chance that Hunt just hit this rookie wall?
Even if he hit a wall, he's got a bye now. So I think that would help. I don't think he hit the wall. I think he's only gotten the nine carries the last couple of weeks, and that shouldn't happen. This isn't an offense. This is an offense that should be going through Hunt and then use Kelce and Tyreek Hill.
Listen to this man. He was the big believer in Hunt in the preseason, and if he tells you that he's going to bounce back, I go with what he says.
Would you rather have Kareem Hunt or Jordan Howard? I'm sorry. That was for me. Jordan, Alvin Kamara or Jordan Howard going?
Kamara.
I have them ranked right next to each other on Roto Experts. I'm going to lean Kamara because of the pass catching.
I'm going to go Kamara. Look, Howard is good and he gets the volume. And being that John Fox is the head coach, you still have to like Howard. But I'm going to go with the much better offense here, the much better ability to score. I mean, we've seen Jordan Howard have these 130-yard games but no touchdowns. I think Kamara could outscore him. Just based on the PPR aspect.
The next one I have for you when it comes to Alvin Kamara is Alvin Kamara or LeSean McCoy?
Kamara, whatever you want to call him. And don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with Shady. I think Shady's going to be good going down the stretch also. I'm just going to go with Kamara. I just like what Kamara's doing. But that one's close too because Shady catches the football a lot too. Veteran presence. But Kamara is just, I'm going to give him the slight edge.
Yeah, no question. It's McCoy for me.
He is
still a big part of the offense, which is going to improve. Taylor's playing better. He's got Benjamin. There could be more touchdowns coming up. He's a feature back. He's not splitting like Kamara is.
I get that.
Scott does make some good points.
I like Kamara a lot.
He's in a better offense.
Yeah, Scott does make some good points. I do like McCoy this weekend. He gets the 10 days off. Maybe that short week did hurt the older running back who's had a lot of touches this year. It's really close for me. I'll probably lean Kamara. I think maybe the Bills might have peaked. Possibly two. So, yeah, give me Kamara.
Alvin Kamara or Jerick McKinnon?
That's a great one. I'll start it off. I'm going to go Jerick McKinnon. There's few people.
He'll get Jerick McKinnon over everybody at this point.
Yeah, Jerick McKinnon, I'm really falling in love with this guy. I got to be honest with you. I mean, what he's been able to do in this month, you know, three games of 25 points or more in the PPR. He basically, if you had Dalvin Cook and lost him and went out and got Jerick McKinnon, you basically still have Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, I'm going to go McKinnon. I feel like, you know, he's more in Murray might be there, but I feel like McKinnon is definitely the lead dog. He's very explosive. It's close for me. I have him two spots right next, like away from each other, But I'm going to go with McKinnon. I think he has a little more upside and a little bit more of a chance to, you know, fully take over that role.
JMK.
Wow, everyone loves JMK. Wow, I'm going to go Kamara for the record. Since me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like Kamara a lot.
I know. Yeah. Would you rather have Alvin Kamara or Leonard Fournette?
Leonard Fournette. He's a top three running fantasy running back right now.
I got to go with Big Leonard. You know, everything is going to go through him. He's going to get everything, you know, touches and the goal line.
If you had to make this trade today, Alvin Kamara or Ezekiel Elliott, you have to do it today.
If I had to do it right now, yeah. I got to take Kamara because there's such a great possibility that this thing does get help. I think his chances are better going into this 2 o'clock meeting, but that uncertainty, I'm not playing with.
Yeah, I'll take Kamara. And real quick, like Elliot Zarrett just asked on Twitter, should I trade Kamara for Brady? I have McCown and Carr. I said, no, you know, keep Kamara. You can stream McCown and Carr.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Corey?
Zeke, scared money don't make money.
Hey, Zeke, scared money don't make money. Let's talk about scared money. We'll talk to Jake Seely when we come back on the Roto Expert presented by DX Racing.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Racer Corey Parson, Scott Angle, Matt Lodica. Now we are joined by the host of On Target, where they will try to give you away two tickets to head to the big game this afternoon, as well as one of the hosts of the Fantasy Football Frenzy. It's our good buddy, the All-In Kid, Jake Seely. What's up, Jakey?
Yeah, let's make it happen. Let's get past round one at least.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, these. I feel like people just get so nervous. Like, we saw it yesterday, guys, live on with us, and Jakey were here too. They get so nervous, they just overthink things.
I think it's part of the pressure, too. It's like, for example, it's like I do the local Washington Huddle news, and sometimes they'll throw out a question and be like, give me a sleeper this week, and I wasn't expecting that question. All of a sudden, your brain just freezes up for some reason. It's like, oh, my God, why can't I think of anybody? So I think that just might be part of it.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing, like you're saying, overthinking, which fantasy players listen to this show, and they naturally do anyway. It's like they won't take the obvious answer because it'd be like, it has to be a hard answer. Corey, who's got a better shot of making it past round one? Somebody today on the show or the Philadelphia Eagles?
Somebody on the show. That's an easy one.
Jake, we did get a trade question that a listener wanted us to ask you about in particular. Okay. All right. This guy, Greg from Manhattan, asked.
Has he made it yet? Did you already make it?
No. Greg hasn't. He said he would not ask you if he made it, because that's pointless.
Yeah. Greg from Manhattan. Okay.
Tell Greg to check the link.
He's a latte drinker.
Greg.
So what's the trade?
From what I see, Greg doesn't drink lattes at all. Oh, okay. Or any coffee of any sort, interestingly enough. I don't know why he told us that information, but whatever. Greg asks, Kareem Hunt for T.Y. Hilton and Jordan Howard. What do you think, Jake?
I do it. I absolutely do it. I think that, look, I want Kareem Hunt. I'm buying low where I can. But Kareem Hunt, for the fact that the gap isn't that wide between him and Jordan Howard, and I don't think T.Y. Hilton's anything more than a better version of DeSean Jackson. And, like, at this point, with you expect like five or six good games, and you've already had three of them. So, but the fact that you're getting him as a throw-in, basically, for a small downgrade at the running back position.
So I am on the Jordan Howard side of it, not the Kareem Hunt side of it.
Then I would not do that unless you loaded a wide receiver.
I'd do it.
Oh, God!
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. This is so hard.
What are the rest of the receivers?
Julio Jones, Davante Adams, Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Crabtree, and Josh Doctson.
No, you can afford to do it then.
No, no!
No, with Julio Jones and Davante Adams, I worry.
I agree. Yeah. Stop worrying. My God, this is so hard. This is so bad.
You got a chance to get Kareem Hunt. Go get Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. Get that bag.
Yeah.
Get a flyer back with him. I mean,
tried.
You can argue the fact
that's
that
the first thing I said, Jake, this morning. The first thing that in concept, I like who he's buying on, I like who he's selling. In concept, he's not getting enough back, but the other owner refuses to budge.
You don't have to win it.
But who's the other owner going to drop?
His team's terrible. He's going to drop. In this trade, he will wind up dropping. Hold on one, please. Like Philip Dorsett, I guess.
Pick him up.
Just take him back. Like, no, in all kidding aside.
Oh, he'll drop James Winston, honestly. I'll probably drop James Winston.
You don't want him.
Put him on your IR.
I don't have an IR.
Yeah, put him on
IR. What's up next on the Frenzy, bud?
Coming up on the Frenzy, we get you ready for Thursday Night Football. We'll look at some Las Vegas point totals for the week coming up. Look at some teams and what that's projected to score high. Then that'll lead us into some discussions about some sneaky starts. And, you know, we'll do it like that. You know what I'm saying? We'll have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like and as we said, extremely important to listen to On Target, Fantasy Football Frenzy for sure, but also On Target this afternoon because they're going to try to give away two tickets to the big game. Listen in, Jake. What time are we doing that at today?
We're doing it at 4:24 to basically around 4:50-something.
All right, so we're doing it for like a half hour. Around 4:20 to 4:50, yeah. Give or take. We'll do it for a half hour. Try to give away two tickets to the big game. So make sure you listen to On Target today at 4 p.m. Eastern. For Matt Modica, that is Wall Street for the King, Scott Engel for the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson. My name is Greg Sussman. The Frenzy is up next. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Enjoy Thursday Night Football, and we will see you back here tomorrow to wrap up the week on the Road to Action. Bye, everybody.